You're up to Mishnayis Erevin, Perek Vav. Mishnas Mishnalef. Hador im hanochri b'chotzer. If a Jew lives in the same chotzer with another guy, or yemi she'en emoydeber, else you live with somebody that does not agree to Hilchas Erevin. In other words, a kusi, or maybe someone that's Michal of Shabbos of Ahesia, which have the locha like a goy, so locha is a razor oisrolov. Still, it makes it also that you're not allowed to carry, unless we'll see you buy off his rishus. In other words, the Jew is not allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Since in this chotzer he shares it with a goy, so it's called like a carrying out from your private rishus yochid to a rishus that belongs to two people. It looks like we get like to a rishus rabim, therefore it's also. However, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Liyoyle mein oiser. No, there's no issa to carry out if you're just living with one guy. Achiyu shnei Yisrael oiserim zelzeh. You only need an Erev Chatzeris if you have two Jews living together in the same chotzer. And then even if there'll be a guy there, there would also be oiser. But you have to have at least two Jews living there, and then it's also to carry out from your rishus into the chotzer, unless you make an Erev Chatzeris. And the svar from the Blazer is that if you only live with there just with one guy, it's not shchiach, like a Jew is afraid to live really with a guy. Therefore, it's a milsad le shchiach, and therefore the Rabbanon did not give the issa of a ruve chatzeres. Now, Mishnah Beis, Omar Rabbi Gamliel, Maise betzaduki yechod. Once happened a case where there was a tzaduki, that's this person that's not moide berif, has loch like a guy. Show your door imanu b'movi v'shlayim, that he lived with us in the movi. We shared like a side road together in Yerushalayim. For yom alonu abba. Now our father told us that maharu v'hoitziyu es kol hakelim l'movi. First, go out and take your kelim, like you, the Jews, should use this movi first. Put your utensils there. Achelo yoitzi v'yeser aleichem. Before the tzuki takes out his kelim and uses the movi. Now again, the movi is like this alleyway that if you chaserim opened up into. So now we're talking about in a case where this tzuki was mevatel his rishus to the Jews. In other words, there are a few Jews living here, and these Jews obviously they made an eruv chaseris between themselves. So really, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the movi. Just since there's a tzduki there, an eruv doesn't help for him. So loch is like we'll see later on, they could be mevatel their rishus. They like make their rishus like hefka. They give up the permission of their usage in the movi, and they give it to the Jews. Therefore, their eruv helps. But their father told them, you have to be afraid that maybe the tzduki will come out now at the beginning of Shabbos and use the movi, like he'll retract from his bittel, and then he'll break your eruv. So what he told them was, first go out and you use the movi first, like to make sure that Stuki is not using it. So since the beginning of Shabbos, only the Jews were using it, so then the bittel that the Kusi did still remains. So it's considered like the Kusi is out of the picture, because he was mevatel, gave up the rights for him to use this chotze, the movi. So only the Jews have a right to use it, therefore the eruv is good. However, Rabbi Yehuda says b'loshen achar, in a different loshen, a different manner. He says like this, that what his father meant to tell them was, maharu v'yasu tzorcheichem b'movi, fast and do, carry out whatever you have to do in this movi, ad shelo yoytzi v'yaser aleichem, before the tzduki will come and make it also for you. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the tzduki is not like a guy, and he yells that a bitter rishus does not help. And therefore, what the father told him to do was, take care of whatever you have to do, Erev Shabbos, before it becomes Shabbos, before it should become Asar, that you will not be able to carry out from your Rishus into this Movui on Shabbos. And so really, the Machlokes in the Mishnah is, what is the Loch of a Tzaduki? Though there's a regular Goy, the Loch is, if you have a Goy where two Jews live together with the Goy, as the Mishnah before said, then it's Asar. So the only way it becomes mutter is you have to buy off the guy his rights to use the chotzer or to use the movi. You have to be sech, you have to buy it. It's not enough just for the guy to be mevatel. However, by a tzeduki, here the Tanakam holds that tzeduki is better than a guy, even though he's like a kaifer, he's not moed in Torah Shabbatah, but still he's a Jew, he doesn't have luck like a guy, that it would help bitter rishus. He could just be mevatel his rishus to the other Jews, and it's good. If you adults know that a tzeduki has the same malach like a guy, it would not help a bitter rishus, but rather you have to buy off this tzeduki his rishus before Shabbos. And if you did not buy off his rishus, because he was mevatelit, it does not help. Therefore the father said, if he was only mevatelit, you have to first go and take out your kelim, use whatever you want to before Shabbos, because on Shabbos it would become also. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Anshei chotzer sheshochach echum mehem b'loy erif. If you have a chotzer, a few Jews live together there, now in order to carry out from your house into the chotzer, you need an erev chatzeris, because otherwise, again, it looks like you're carrying out from your private rishus, which is rishus yachid, into the chotzer, even though the chotzer is really a rishus yachid, but since a few people use it together, it looks a little bit like a rishus rabbim. Therefore, midirabon, and you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer, unless you make an eruv chatzeris. Here the case was, anshei chotzer, a few people living there, sheshochach echad mehen v'loy erev. One of the Jews living there forgot to make an eruv chatzeris, and instead he was mevatel his rights in the chotzer that he's not going to use it to Shabbos. So locher is beisai oser, his house, like we're talking about now, he was only mevatel the rights of the chotzer, but he was not mevatel the rights of his house. So therefore his house is still oser milahachnis umilahoitzi loivilhem. Nobody's allowed to take anything out from his house into the chotzer. It's still considered like a private rishus yochid, into like a get like a rishus for narabim, and therefore it's also to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But for shulahem, the other people houses, mutorim loy vulahem. The other people in this chotzer, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer, from the chotzer into the house, and even this person that was mevatel his chotzer to the other ones, he's also allowed to carry out from his chotzer, from the chotzer into the houses. What's going to be nosnu loy rishuson? That the opposite way, the people living, the other people in the chotzer that made the erev together, they were mevatel their rishus to this person, as if now this one person that did not make the erev, he owns the whole thing. So therefore, who mutar, he is permissible to carry out from his house into the chotzer, because it's considered like he owns the whole thing. But v'hei nasurim, they are also to carry out. They cannot carry out from their houses into the chotzer, because since they're mevatel their rishus to him, so they're mevatel their rishus in the chotzer to him, so therefore their private houses is like rishus yochid, and they can't carry out into somebody else's rishus, so they're also to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Now what's going to be hoyu shnayim? Let's say there were two of them, two people in this chotzer that forgot to make an erev, and the rest of the people that made the erev were mevatel their rishus to these two people. Now the locher is oisrim zel zeh. These two people ask one or the other. It's like a regular two people living in the chotzer without an erev chatzerus. You're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Shu'echa noisin rishus, fenaito rishus. One person could give rishus, and one person takes rishus. But shnayim, two people, noisin rishus, they could give away their rishus to the other people that made an erev chatzerus. So they have all considered like belonging to one. But the ein noitlin rishus, two people have no right to take the rishus of the chotzer. Because since they're taking it together, again it's like two people living in the chotzer, that they need an erev chatzer to carry out. So therefore it only helps to be given over to one person. But to give over the rishus to two people that do not have an erev chatzeres together, that's the regular halacha, that when you have two Jews living together in the chotzer, and without an erev chatzeres, they're not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Now, Mishnah Dalad, Me'im Asai Noisnin Rishus, when does the person, like he's mevatel his rishus, when does he have to do this? To give up the rights of his rights in the chotzer?
So they shama yomim mivod yomim. You have to do this before Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, you have to be mevatel, give up the rights of your possession in the chotzer. Or besil lemim meshach hasheicha. You could even do it when it becomes evening. And the Gemara explains that according to Beishama, Yibitla Rishus is like a Kinyan Rishus that has to be done right away at the beginning of Shabbos. And according to Beisilol, a Yibitla Rishus is not like a Kinyan, it's only a being Masalik yourself. So as long as you Masalik yourself on Shabbos, it's okay. Now, Misha Nosan Rishusai, if someone like before Shabbos says, okay, I'll let you use my Rishus in the Chotzer, use Mavatli's Rishus. But for Itzi, right before Shabbos, he himself, or before the other people used the chotzer, he himself came and took out his chair from his house into the chotzer, as if to say it's being mevatel, his bitl is taken back, his rishus that he gave away. So then, bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezid, areza oiser. Even though he took out his chair b'shoigi, he didn't realize it, or he did it b'mezid, he's like retracts his bitl, and now it's oser and the other people in the chotzer to carry out. Again, it's like a rishus that belongs to a few people without an Erev Chatzeres, so it's also to carry. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'mezid oiser. If he took out his chair b'mezid, he means to retract from his bittul, then it's oiser. But b'shoigeg any oiser, if he only does it b'shoigeg, then it's not oiser. Yemishna hey, bal habayis shoyeshutof l'shchenim, a bal habos that lived, let's say, in the middle of a movui, and he was partners with the rest of his neighbors in the movui. Lezev yain, lezev yain. Each one had a partnership in the wine, and all the wine is in one barrel. So locher is then einam srichen oruv. They do not have to make a special eruv l'shem eruv eishtufim avoyis, because since they all own this wine together, it's in one barrel. That by itself helps for an eruv, but they're all together. What's going to be lezev yain, lezev shemen? With one neighbor, you're a partner in wine, and with the second neighbor, you're a partner with oil. In Pshita, there are two different kelim. So then, Shrichin Orev, then you have to make a special Erev L'Shem Shabbos to be matyu to carry in the Movi. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Echot Zev, Yechot Zev, Einim Shrichin Orev. No, in both cases, you do not have to make a special Erev. Since Lamaisa, your Shutfis, you own the wine and the oil together, even though they're a separate kelim, so what? You do not have to make a separate Erev. The fact you all own together, that's enough. However, the Loch is not like Rabbi Shimon.
Your Mishnah of Chomeish Chaburois Sheshovso Betraklin Echod is five Chaburos, five gathering of people. Lavdavka five, it means a few, like Mishpoches, came together to live together in one big palace. Traklin is a big house. So, and they have different rooms inside there. Just the walls do not go all the way up to the roof. There's only small dividers between them. So, Beishama Yerim, Erev Lechol Chabur V'Chabura. Each Chabur, like in each room, has to give its own Erev to be able to carry out into the chotzer. Notice this traklin opens up into a chotzer, and there are other houses also opening up into this chotzer. So every chabur is like a separate house that has to put their own Erev for the chotzer. Well, Besilah says, no, Erev Echad L'Kulam. It's enough to have one Erev from this whole traklin. As all these five mishpachas living in this one traklin, since the mechitzas did not reach the roof, it's considered like one house, and they only need one Erev to give into the chotzer. But Umoydin Basil agrees, though, that Bizman Shemiksosan Shreen Bechadorim, when the people living in this trackland, each room really is a complete room, that the Gemara says it means that the Mechitz has reached the roof, Oy Belias, or else one is downstairs, one is upstairs, Shein Tzrichen Erev Bechol Chabur Bechabura, then each Chabura needs its own Erev. Then it's considered like separate places, separate Mishpachas, and each family has to give, or each Chabura has to put their own Erev for this Erev Chatzeros. Ye Mishnah Zayin, Ho'achin Hashutfin, you have brothers that are partners, or some say that loved after the partners, but you have brothers, Shoy Oichlem al Shulchan Avim, that they're supported, like they get their food from the father's house, but V'yishenim Bevatayim, each brother like has his own apartment in this chotzer. So Locher is, Tzrichin Eru L'cholechot V'yechot. Still, every one of the brothers have to add on into the Erev Chatzeres. If there are other people living in this chotzer also, and each brother has a house in this chotzer, so each one of them has to give a separate matz, like his own portion of an Erev, to make an Erev Chatzeres here. Lefikach, therefore, im shachach echad mihem, if one of the brothers forgot to do this, v'loy Erev, he did not make an Erev, mevatel es reshusoy. The only Eitzer is he has to be mevatel his reshus, he has to give up his permission to use the chotzer, and then he's like he's not there, then the other one's Erev's help. When is this said that every brother has to have his own eruv? Means if there are other people living in this chutz also, and they collected the eruv and put it into somebody else's house, then each one of them have to add into the eruv. But let's say everybody put the eruv in one of the brother's house. Then all the brothers are considered like one, since they eat together by the father, and it's enough one eruv for all of them. Or else, let's say nobody else lives in this chotzer, only the father and the brothers live in this chotzer. Then, since they all eat together, that alone is enough to make it for an eruv, and therefore einam tzrichin li'oruv. They do not have to have their own separate eruv. It's enough just to use the fact that they're all eating together. Or they're eating from the same table, from the father's table. Here, Mishnah Ches. Chomesh chatzeros, we have five different chotzers. Psuchoi zuluzu, that each one had an entrance, one to the other. There is a door from one chotzer, one courtyard, to another courtyard. And again, we're always talking about here that there are dalad mechitzas around the chotzer. That it is really Rishus Yochid. It's only a problem that there are two chatzerim opening up one to the other. So therefore, one chotzer, like with Asar on the other one, if they did not make an Erev chatzeris. So here the case is, you have these five chatzeris that open up one to another. Hopsuchas lamovi. They all have their own entrance also into the Movui, into the main, like, alleyway, into the side street, the Movui. So, Eruva b'chatzeros, let's say they all made an Erev chatzeros together, but v'loin nishtatfu b'movui, they did not make a special shtufim voice. So locher is then mutorim b'chatzeros, v'yasurim b'movui. The locher is all five are allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, because they made an Eruva b'chatzeros, but since they did not make or put the Erev into a chotzer to be mishtatef the movui, to give them all permission to carry from the chotzer into the movui, we say they're also to carry from their chotzer into the movui. Their chotzer is like one rishus, and the movui is like another rishus. But v'yim mishtatefu b'movui, let's say they made a shtufim voice, that means they've collected the same thing pass from everybody, and instead of putting it inside a house, inside a bayis, like you do by the Eruv chatzeros, here they put the pass inside one of the chotzers. So if they made a shtufim voice to make all the chatzeros together, as if they're all like one big chotzer that they carry into the movui, so mutoran kan v'kan, that really mikvadin is enough to carry both into the movui, into the chotzer, they're all mutter to carry one to another. Because the main thing is that they made a shtufim voice, they made a special erev in order to be able to carry from their house into the chotzer, into the movui. What's going to be erevil b'chatzeros? They all five of them made their own erev chatzeros. And they also made a separate shtufim voice. They also collected separate path and put it from all the chatzerim and put it into one chotzer. Now, v'shochach echem ebnei chotzer le'erev. One of the people of ebnei chotzer forgot to include into his separate eruv chatzeris. So motorin kan bakan, still is muta, since he was included in the shtufim voice. What's going to be mebnei movui? One of the people of the Bnei Movui forgot to make part of the Shtufim a voice, said Mutorim b'chatzeros, v'yasurim b'movui. In other words, they made an Erev chatzeros, but they forgot to make the Erev Shtufim a voice, so then they're only mutter to carry into the chotzer, but they're also to carry into the Movui. Why? Sheha Movui l'chatzeros, because the Movui, that's the main alleyway, is to the chotzer, like Yechotzer l'batim, like the chotzer is to the batim. That you could only carry from the chotzer into the movui if you made the shtufim voice, if you made the special eruv to be able to carry out from the chotzer into the movui. Mishneh Tes, shtei chatzeros zu lefnim zu. You have two different courtyards, one inside the other one. So eruv ha'pnimius le'eruv ha'chitzoinah. Let's say the people living in the inside courtyard, all those houses, made an eruv chatzeros, but they did not make an error of the people living in the outside chotzer. So locheris ha'pnimis muteris, the people living in the inside, they are mutter, because the people living on the outside do not come into the inside chotzer. So one, the only people that use the inside chotzer are the people living on the inside. And since they all made an error of chotzeris, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the courtyard. But the achitzoini asura, the people living in the outside chotzer, they cannot carry from their house into the chotzer, or from, yeah, or
What's going to be hachitzoyin of loy hapnimis? Let's say the people living on the outside chotzer, they made an eruv chatzeris, but the people living on the inside chotzer, they did not make an eruv chatzeris. And the locher is shteyim asuris. Still, there was to carry out even the people on the outside chotzer, because since the people the inside chotzer use, like they go out of the chotzer through the outside, so they have a diur and they have a right to walk through it. And since they did not make an eruv, so they break like the eruv that the outside people made. So just to make an error for the outside people, that's not sufficient. Now what's going to be Erev Zuliatzmo Vizuliatzmo? Each chotzer made its own Eruv Chatzeris. The people living on the inside made their own separate Eruv Chatzeris, and the people living on the outside chotzer made their own Eruv Chatzeris. So Lachri Zumuteras Bifnayatzmo Vizumuteras Bifnayatzmo. Each one of them is mutter to carry out from their houses into their chotzer. Because since in their own chotzer is called a regal hamuteris, they're allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. It's a regal hamuteris. So even though they walk now, the inside people walk through the outside chotzer, they do not ask the people on the outside chotzer, since their regal is called a regal hamuteris, b'mkoyma. Rabbi Akiva Makiva says, Oyser hachitzoyna. Rakiva Oyser hachitzoyna. Rakiva says, no, the people living on the outside chotzer, they are oser. Because since the people living on the inside chotzer have a right to walk through the outside one, so therefore there's a drisus aregel through the outside chotzer, and these people did not make an erev with the outside ones, see, even though b'mkoymoi they're mutter to carry, but Rebbe Akiva holds a drisus aregel that b'mkoymoi is muteretz, shaloi b'mkoymoi still it makes it aser, it could aser the outside chotzer. V'chomar nechom say, ein drisus aregel oisarta, they say no. Since the people in the inside chotzer, they're allowed to carry, so it's called a regal hamuteris. So since they do not ask there in their own place, when they walk out through the outside chotzer, they do not ask there the outside chotzer either. However, the chom is like the halachas like the chachomim that a drisas a regal through a chotzer makes it also. So therefore, the inside chotzer is they could carry out. Because the outside people did not walk to the inside chotzer, but the inside chotzer, since the only way they could walk out is through the outside chotzer, they have a drisa seregel through them, so if they did not make an erev with the outside chotzer, then they aser on the outside chotzer, they cannot carry outside. They cannot carry from their house into the chotzer, or the opposite way. Mishneh Yud. Shachach echod minachitzoyin ob lo erev. One person that has a house opening up into the outside chotzer forgot to make an eruv. So lochur is hapnimis materis v'yachitzayin asura. The people living in the inside chotzer, since they're all the people in the houses collected, made an eruv chatzeris, so they're allowed to carry out from their house into the inside chotzer. Just the people in the outside chotzer, they're also. What about min hapnimis v'lo eruv? Let's say one of the people living in the inside chotzer forgot to make an eruv. So locha then is shteyem asuris, and locha is both is also. The people in the inside chotzer are also, because they don't have an eruv chatzeris, and memela they walk through the outside chotzer, they also make it also on the outside chotzer to carry out from the house into the chotzer. What's going to be nosnu eruvain b'mokem echad? They put eruv in one place. That means the people from the inside chotzer and the people from the outside chotzer, like wanted to make one big eruv that they should be able to carry together from the inside, from any house to the inside to the outside, that they put all the eruv together in one place. That's called nosnu eruvan b'mokem echad. They collected an eruv from all the people and they put it all together in one chotzer, in one house. V'shachach echad, and now one person forgot to be mishtatef in this eruv. So bein min apnimiyas, bein min achitzayna, whether this person is from the inside chotzer or whether it's from the outside chotzer of loy eruv, he did not make an eruv. See asis, he makes it asif everybody. Shteyim asuras, both chatzerim are also to carry one to another from one house to another house. Since they wanted to make one big eruv, and you have now one person that did not include himself in the eruv, that person makes it asif everybody. V'yimhoyu shal yichidim, einem tzrichim lo eruv. Now let's say in each chotzer only one person lived there, so it belongs to a private person, so then they do not have to have an eruv. Like one person's house is inside, and another person has his house on the outside chotzer, so just like the person living on the inside, he does not need an eruv chatzeris, because he lives there by himself, he doesn't need an eruv. An eruv is only when you have two people living together. So he does not need an eruv. Now, the person living on the outside, chotzer, also he owns it, he's a private person, he doesn't need an eruv. Even though the person living on the inside has a right to walk through, but it is like the Tanakhama before, that since Bimkoima in his own place he has an eruv, that's called a regal hamoteras Bimkoima, so when he walks through somebody else's property, he does not make it also for that person. Since Bimkoima he's mutter to carry out, therefore it's called a regal hamoteras Bimkoima, does not asa shaloi Bimkoima. Get up to Perek Shvi. Chaloin shebein shtei chatzeres. If there's a window between two courtyards, arba al abo, that the window is big and wide, is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, betei chasara, and it's lower than 10 tfachim off the ground, so the kids, the person could go through this window from one courtyard to the next courtyard. So then the loch is morven shnayim. If the two chatzeres want to make one eruv together, to be able to carry from one house to the other house, from one chotzer to the next chotzer, it's okay. The Yimrots, if they want to, Morvin Echod, they're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres, each Chotzer separately. Because the Maisa, there is a Mechitza dividing the two Chatzeres, just that there's a way to go through them. So therefore it's open for them, whichever way they want to, they're allowed to. They can make it one big Erev, or they can make two separate Erevs. What's going to be though, if this opening, this window, is Pochos Me'arbo Al Arbo, it's less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, so then we say it's not normal for a person cannot fit through it, or else if the window is above 10 tfachim off the ground, that means below the window there's a good mechitz of 10 tfachim, so then that separates these two chatzerim, like makes it into two separate chatzerim, then the loch is morven shnayim v'ein morven echad. If they want to make an erev chatzeris, each chatzer has to make its own erev chatzeris. They cannot make it together. V'ein morven echad, they cannot do it together, since there's no passageway between one chotzer and the next chotzer. There's no Pesach between one and the next. Mishnah Beis. Koisel shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a wall between two chatzeres, which again is gavoya asor of rochav arbo, it's 10 tfachim tall, and it's wide 4 tfachim. Lav rafka, the wide, it means the width, the thickness of this wall is 4 tfachim, which here right now it doesn't make a difference how thick the wall is, because we know always a mechitza can be anything, as long as it's 10 tfachim tall, it's called the mechitza. But here it says, v'rochav arbo, for the sefer, we'll soon see. For the kids, if you have a wall, a mechitza between two chatzeres, the loch is morven shnayim, v'ein morven echad, they can only make two separate eruv chatzeres, the same as for the Mishnah before, since there's no pesach, there's no entrance from one chatzer to another chatzer, they cannot make an eruv together, so each chatzer has to make its own separate eruv, and v'ein morven echad, they cannot make it together. Hoyu b'roishay peris, let's say on top of this mechitza, on top of this wall, which is dividing two different courtyards, there were peris, there were fruits, living, there were fruits, peris, on top of the kaisel, between the two chatzeres. So locher is, elu oilen mikan v'oichlin, v'elu oilen mikan v'oichlin. From each chatzer, they're allowed to go up the mechitza and eat the peris on top of that wall. They're allowed to take the peris and eat it there. But ulbuvad, providing though, shaloi yiridu lamata, they should not bring the peris down. Or else the Gemara says it means they should not bring it into the house. This is called a fruit that's like in the chotzer, or at least it's on top of the mechitza, so it's not part of the eruv. Therefore, they cannot carry it into the house. They can bring it down even in the chotzer, but they cannot take it down and bring it into the house. And here the pshat is that since on top of the wall it's wide 4 by 4, so it's called its own rishus. It's like its own rishus yachid. So therefore, you're not allowed to carry from that rishus into your house. There's no eruv to be matter it. Stam to take it off into the chotzer would be mutter. It's like the loch of a gag, we'll see later. That what's on top of a gag, on top of a roof, you're allowed to take off into the chotzer, but you're not allowed to bring it into your house. Into your house is like a private rishus. For that, you need an erev chatzeres to carry. See also, there's fruits that were on top of this wall. Since on top of the wall has a loch like a rishus yochid, since it's tall, yud, and wide, 4, you cannot take off those pears, bring it down into your house. Nifrats ha-koisel ad eser amos. Let's say there's a hole in the wall. Ad eser amos, if it's only wide up until 10 amos, so it's still called a mechitza. Now, if you had a wall, a mechitza, dividing these two courtyards, Now, in the middle of the wall, there was a breakage there. There was a hole. It broke down. So as long as some of the mechitzah is still standing, and the hole is less than or up until Yud Amos, so it's only considered like a Pesach, like a doorway. Therefore, it's still considered like you have a mechitzah. So therefore, Ma'orven Shnayim, V'yim Rotsu Ma'orven Echad. Again, it's up to them. If they want to, they can make two separate Erevs, Chatzeres, because there is a wall dividing the two Chatzerim. But if they want to, they can make one, because there's a Pesach in between. V'vnei Shuka Pesach, because it's called like a Pesach, like a doorway from one Chatzah to the next. But Yosem Mikan, let's say the hole in the wall broke down more than 10 Amos wide, so hole, the breakage is more than 10 Amos, then we say that breaks the Mechitzah, and therefore there's like no Mechitzah between these two Chatzerim. Therefore, Morven Echad, V'yein Morven Shnayim. They have to make one Erev Chatzeres here together, but they cannot make two separate Erev Chatzeres. Since there's no wall dividing the two Chatzerim, they cannot make two separate ones, but rather it has to be one Erev together. All right, a turnover. Of the Mishnah Gimel, Charitz, if there's a hole, a ditch, Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, again you had two separate courtyards, and again each courtyard, like there is four mechitzas around them, all around, just in between what's dividing these two courtyards is only a charitz, is only a ditch. Now, Omuk, if it's deep, Asara, 10 tfochim, Therochav Arbon, it's wide, 4 tfochim, Sask Sidid, like there's a reshus in between them. So then, Morven Shnayim, V'yein Morven Echad. They could only make two separate Erevs. They cannot make one. It's not called like there's a Pesach to go through from one to the other. Since there's a wide ditch here, it's more than four Tvachim, it's hard to walk across it. Therefore, it's considered like a breakage, and there are two separate Chatzerim here. So since there's no pathway from one to the other, you cannot make one Erev, but you have to make two separate Erevs. And the ditch is called like a mechitza between the two, and makes each one like a separate erev. Now, afilu mole kashrei tevin, even if you fill up the ditch with straw, still it's not mevatel the mechitzas, still you can only make separate ones and not one. Mole ofroi tzreves, let's say you filled up this ditch though with dirt or with pebbles, that's a bittel. Now we can see, consider it like it's a flat piece of ground, and you could walk over it. Therefore, bedafka morven echod, v'yein morven shnayim. You can only make one Erev now, because these two chaseras are opened up one to another. There's no mechitza dividing them, and therefore you cannot make two separate Erevs, since they're opened up one to another. You can only make a separate Erev if there's a mechitza between the two of them. But if it's opened up, so then it's only considered like one big courtyard. You have to make one big Erev from all the houses opening up into this chaser. All of them together have to be mishtatev, put food, put the matz in for the Erev. Mishnah Dalet, Nosan Olav Neser, let's say you have this ditch, this hole that's dividing the two chatzerim, which is deep 10 and wide 4, so it's called like a mechitza. Now what's going to be Nosan Olav Neser? You put a plank, you put like a bridge, you put a piece of wood, a plank of wood that you can walk over it like a bridge. Shurochav Abot Tvachim, so if this plank that you're putting down to walk over is wide 4 Tvachim, so then it's considered like a Pesach. And then it's up to them again. If they want to, they can make two. If they want to, they can make one. The same thing. If you have two like torches sticking out, one opposite the other one, so then if they want to, they can make two separate areas. If they want to, they can make one. But there's two porches, and they extend one to another, so you can walk from one porch to the next porch. So also, it's considered like you could go over this ditch and go from one chotzer to the next chotzer. So it's considered like there is a Pesach here, but the rest of the ditch is still there, so there is also a mechitza. So therefore, it's up to them if they want to, Morven Shnayim, they can make two separate Erevs. V'imrotz, if they want to, Morven Echad, they can make one Erev. Tochus Mikan, let's say this bridge going over, or these platforms, these torches, are less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's not considered a Pesach. Then it's still like you have a mechitza between the two chatzerim, and therefore Morven Shnayim, they have to make two separate Erevs chatzeres, They cannot make one since there's no Pesach between the two. Now this case of Gustor is almost like two porches that opens up into two houses. So the people want to make an Erev to carry out from their house into this porch. Now this porch is just opposite of another porch. So again, in the case where there's four Tfachim in between, so it's like two separate ones, if they make a plank, a passageway, from one to the other, so if that plank is wide for Tfachim, it makes it like you have a Pesach one to the other, then they could make one Erev. And if they want to, they can make two separate ones. Mishnah Hei, Mas Bein Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, Kevoy Asar Tfachim. Mas Bein means a pile of tfuah, of wheat. You have a pile of wheat between two chatzeres, which the pile is high, 10 tfachim, so then it's like a mechitza between the two chatzeres. Therefore, ma'arvin shnayim v'yein ma'arvin echot. You can only make two separate erevs, but not one erev, since there's a mechitza between them. Elo machilim mikan v'elo machilim mikan. Each chatzer is allowed to take off the wheat, which is close to them, because that wheat is like part of their chatzer, they could take it even into the house. What's going to be if after the people keep on taking the wheat, Nismaya Tatevi Masar Tfachim, they make now that this pile, this row of wheat, is less than Yut Tfachim Tol, so now there's no more Mechitza, now Marvin Echad Vein Marvin Shnaim, they can only make one Erev together and not two separate ones. Since there's no Mechitza between the two of them, they're open one to the other, they have to make one Mechitza, they cannot make two. Mishnevov. Keitzad mishtatfin b'movi. How do we make an Erev to collect food from the people living in the Movi that they should be able to carry out from their chotzer into the Movi? So locher is maniach es hachovius. You put down a barrel, let's say, of wine or of oil. For Yomer, one person living in this Movi. Again, a Movi is like there's houses opening up at the front courtyards. Then the courtyards have, like the side street, the alleyway that you go out from the courtyards into the Rishus HaRabim. That's the Movi. So again, the Movi, we're talking about that you have four walls around the Movi. Usually you have three walls. The fourth wall could be like the first Mishnah with a Kira or with a Lechi. But after you have your four walls, now you still have to make a Shtufei Mavois. You have to collect the food as if we're all living together in the same Chotzer. So how do we do this? So Maniach es Achovius, one person has a barrel of wine. For him, he says like this: Harezu luchol b'nei hamovi. I want to be mezak. I want that everybody here in the movi should own a portion of this wine, and therefore it's all considered like we put our wine together, and this should be the erev for everybody. O mezakolen, but you have to make a kinyan. You have to be mezaka that all the people should really own a part of this wine. So how do you make this kinyan? The mezakolen, you let. If you have an older son over by mitzvah, an older daughter, and they did not take from you, they're not samech al shechonoi, they're like an achar, therefore they pick it up and they have das to be mezakrit for everybody else. Or else, why they avdo v'shevchos ivrim, if you have an eved ivri or omo avriya, they also can be mezakrit for other people. Why they ishto, your own wife also could do it. Avol einoi mezakrit lo yayidei v'noi uvita ktanim, but not for your young children, or lavdaf young. But the children that are samech on your shechonoi, they get their food from you, they're called like you, so you cannot be mezakrit. You can't have your own eved kanani or shivcha kananis, because whatever they have, their yad is like your yad. Now if you own something, you yourself, the owner, cannot pick it up to make it belong to other people. You cannot make the kinyan for other people. Somebody else has to come to make the kinyan. So therefore, whatever is considered like your yad, your hand, your eved, your shivcha, your children, that are samech on you, they cannot be to make a kinyan for somebody else. But somebody else that's not like your yad, they can make a kinyan called tzchiya. They could pick up the barrel of wine and have in mind they want to be kinyan this barrel of wine for the rest of the people in the movi. So now it's considered like everybody in the movi has a portion of this barrel of wine, and it's all together. So that's the erev for the shtufei mevois. The Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be Nismaya Toichel? Later on, there's not enough food, there's not enough wine left in the barrel for everybody. Like we'll see later in the next Mishnah, what the shear, how much wine each person has to give in. So let's say at the beginning, when you first made the Erev, there was enough wine. And then 1 week, some wine spilled out, you used up some wine, and now there's not enough wine left for everybody. So Lachor is the most if you have to add more wine. Umezaka. And again, you have to make a Kinyan now, that this wine should belong to everybody. But here, you do not have to tell the people, notify them, that you're making an error for them. Like, since you already made the error once and they agreed, we say the nicha with this error, it's called a schus for them, therefore you could do it without their permission. What's going to be in the Taisfu Aleim? Let's say more people moved into this movie, more new people lived there that did not add into the did not make with the first Erev. Now they moved in throughout the week. So Moisif, you have to add more food here to be enough for these new people. Or Mizaket, you have to be Mizaket for them as if they should own the wine also. But here, with Sarach Liyadiyah, you have to tell them, notify them first that you're doing it. Like, since they were not part of the Erev before, you can't do it. Shloimi Daitai, you have to notify them that you plan to make a shittif for them. Now, Mishnah Ches, Kama Hu Shiurai, what's the amount, what's the shiur that each person that wants to be part of this Erev, the Shtufim voice, whereas the same Malach applies to regular Erev Chatzeris, where people living together in the same apartment house, or the duplex, that you share the same Chatzer, and you want to be able to carry out from your house into the Chatzer, so you have to make a Shtufim Erev Chatzeris. How much food does each person have to give in to the Erev? So Bizman Shay Merubavif, there are a lot of people living here, a lot of different apartments. Mozan Shtei Sudas Lakulam. Once you have enough food for Shtei Sudas, for two meals, that's enough for everybody. You put down the amount of food for two meals, then that's enough for everybody, which is 18 Gregrois, which is 6 eggs, 6 medium eggs. So even though you have 1,000 people living in this big apartment house, still it's enough for this year of 6 eggs worth of food. That's enough for an era for everybody. What's going to be though, Bizman Shein Muat, let's say you have less than this amount of people, then Kegregris, you have to have each person, or each family, has to give into the Erev the size of the Gregris, the size of a date, which is the shear like Soy Shabbos, that's the shear that Yechayv, if you carry out this much on Shabbos, L'chol Echad V'Yechad. For each person, each family that wants to be part of this Erev, each family has to put in a Gregris worth of food. So that's the halacha. Even though you have a lot of families who want to make one Erev Chatzeres together, is if you have mozen shtei sudis, which is the size of 6 eggs worth of challah of matzah, that's enough for everybody. But if you have less than this amount of people, then if each one gives the size of a gregris, that's enough. Now, Mishnah tests. Omer Rabbi Yosi, v'amed d'var mamur, when was this said, v'tchilas Erev, when you first go to put down the food, l'shem the Erev Chatzeres, or shtufim mevoyis, avol b'shiyuri Erev, kol shu. Like, let's say at the beginning of Shabbos, you had enough, you had two big matzahs there. And then in the middle of Shabbos, part of it got lost. So, since at the beginning you had a good shear, now at the end, as long as there's a mashu, a little bit left over, still it's called a good Erev. Now the Mishnah says, v'lo yomru l'orev v'chatzeres. The Chum only said that you should still make an Erev chatzeres, means in a case where there's a movi involved. Again, there's an alleyway, that there are courtyards opening up into the alleyway, 10 courtyards, and in each courtyard there are 5 houses, 5 batim. So if they make a shtufim of voice, if they make an Erev with the movui, really that helps to carry out from your house into the chotzer also. So why did the Chum say still, even in a case where you make an Erev for the movui, still you should make an Erev for the chatzeris, meaning in each chotzer, people should put a matzah away in a house? Why do they say that? That the kids should not forget about the loch of an Erev. That really, Mikra Adin, you do not need it. Because all the Chatzeres, since they have a Shittuf in the Mavui, they're a part of an Erev. For the Mavui, that's enough. But still, the Rabbanim want, what's going to be in the case where there's no Mavui? Stam, a person has their own Chatzer, with 2 houses living there. Like we have here, you have a duplex. So you want to make your own Shtufa, Erev Chatzeres, people will forget about that halacha. So in order that people should be shechiach, used to making an Erev Chatzeres, they said even when you have a Mavi involved, still you should make an Erev Chatzeres. Yemishnah Yud, Ba'akoyel Ma'orvin, U'mishtatfin. You could use any type of food for an Erev Chatzeres, Hu'adin Erev Chumim, and Hu'adin for a Shtufim Mavoyis. You could use any type of food. Again, you have to have the shiur like we had before, Mozen Shtei Sudas, or also Gregorius, the Chol Echad V'Yechad, but any type of food is good. Chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. excluding water or salt water, that you cannot use, because these things are not mazon, they do not satisfy you, fill you up. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, these are the words of Rebbe Elazar. But everything else, any other type of food, is okay. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, kikahu erev, that you have to use a loaf of bread or a matzah for an erev. And he says it has to be shalom, a complete matzah. And therefore he says, afilu mafeso, even if you used a tremendous amount of flour to make one big matzah, which is a saw's worth of flour. Viprusa, but it's broken, and marvin boy, you cannot use this for an erev. But kikah b'yisr, if you used a small amount of flour, you made a small matzah, Vushalim, and it's complete, Morvan boy, then you could use it for an Erev. But usually the reason why people use a matzah for an Erev Chatzeris is because the matzah stays fresh a long time. If you use a small challah like, you're afraid after a few weeks it won't be edible anymore, and then it's not fit to be used. It has to be food that you could use. It's usually the minig is that people use a matzah, a whole matzah, for an Erev Chatzeris.
Mishnah Yud Aleph.
Noisein Adam Mo'al Lechenveni, a person could give, let's say, a dollar, a money, to the storekeeper, Ula Nachtam, or else to the baker, Kadei Sheyis Kaloy Erev, that the storekeeper should, like with your money, go and buy, take food, and that food should give for the Erev, or go to the baker, and the baker should take your dollar, and then when he makes bread, he'll give that bread that he made for you, l'shem the Erev, there's yiskel the Erev. Now the people that want to make an Erev, so they'll say, give us food. You'll tell them, listen, I gave money to my storekeeper, he'll give you the food for the Erev. So, these are the words of Rebbe Elazar, that it's good. Even though right now you only gave the storekeeper money, and we hold lo maisa that money is not kinyan with the Rabbanan. You have to make a mashiach on the food, and here you did not make a kinyan on the food. Still, Rebbe Elazar holds that we leave it by Ervin, Midrabbonim, we go to Kula to say that since Midiraisa Moyes is Kaina, it's considered like you own the food already, and therefore that food is part of the Erev. Vachomarim, the Chom is saying nothing doing. Loizocho, Loi Moisev, no, the money that you gave over does not help for you. Because with money alone, there's no Kinyan Kesef. You have to make a Kinyan Mashicha. Kozman, you did not move the food or take the food does not belong to you, therefore it does not help to make an Erev with that money. But Umoidim, they both agree, the Chum also agree, Bishar Kolodim, like if you give money to your friend, not if you give it to the storekeeper or to the baker, but you go to the friend and tell your friend, listen, they're making an Erev now, please do me a favor, put some pas, put some matzah into the Erev for me, and I'll pay you, that here it helps. Umoidim, Bishar Kolodim, Shezoch Olei Moisov. Why? Shein Morvan Liyodim Ele Midaitoi. Because if I'm telling you to do it, it's like a schus, so I want you to do it. So if you tell your friend, the pshat is when you tell your friend, here's money, and put some matzah into the Erev, you don't mean to tell them, take the money and the kinyan of the money should make the matzah yours. You just mean to make your friend into a shliach. Like you're asking your friend, do me a favor, you're giving matzah into the Erev, put up one matzah for me also. Like do me a favor, I make you a shliach to make the Erev for me. Just agav, I'll also pay you back for the matzah you're using for me. But there's not the pshat is that I'm giving like a storekeeper, you give money to the storekeeper. See, he's not doing you a favor or a shliach for you. It's just whatever that money is kona for you, you want that help for the Erev. So there we pass, kin mois is not kona money. You can't acquire something with money. You have to make a kin your mashicha first. So since you do not make the mashicha, the matzah is not yours yet, and therefore it does not help for the Erev. But when you go to your friend, here you mean to tell your friend to be a shliach. Do me a favor, be my shliach. But since he's Yishliach, here it helps. Therefore it's Marvin. The Omer Rav Yehuda says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Bamed v'amamur mamuz, this said, Veru v'tchumen. Only if you're going to make an Erev Tchumen. There it could be it's a chay for you. Like an Erev Tchumen means that like this you can carry out on all four sides of the city. Erev Tchumen makes it that you can only carry out on one side of the city. True, that side you could go further, but it's only a schust if you want to go that way. Otherwise it could be a chay. So therefore, we cannot make an Erev Chumim unless we ask the person if he wants it or not. Because otherwise, maybe it's a chayv, maybe he does not want it. Avo beruvi chatzeres. But a question of making Erev chatzeres, even without asking the person for permission, morvan ledaitoi v'shlo ledaitoi. We're allowed to make an Erev even without asking you. Somebody can be mazaki you food and put that matzah into the Erev even without asking you. because the klal is shezochen liyodim shleivach vonov. Something that's a schus, something that's good for you, we could do even without asking your permission, without asking your shleivach vonov. But the klal is v'yein chovim liyodim shleivach vonov. But we cannot do something that's bad for you, something that you would not want to be done. We cannot do it for you without your permission. That's the chiluk. An erev tchumim could be a chayv. Therefore, we cannot do it without your permission. But a eruv b'chatzeres, that's always a schus for you. Therefore, we could do it even without your permission. Now, perek shmini, mishna aleph, ketzad mishtatfin batchumim. How could you make an erev tchumim? That means you want to put out mozen shtei sudas outside the city for a few people, not only for yourself, but you want to do it for a few people. You want to put it out for a few people. How do you do it? So it says, maniach esachovius. You could put down there a barrel of wine. For Yomer, and you could say, Harezeh lechol b'nei iri. This should be an erev tchumim for everybody in my city. This sells for everybody. We have before, as long as you have mozen shtei sudas, it helps for a lot of people. Lechol mi sheyelech lebei sovel, or lebei samishta. Whereas whoever wants to go to the Beis Ovel, if there's somebody sitting Shiva outside the Tchum of the city, so therefore they would like to make an Erev Tchumim now that the people should be able to walk there tomorrow. Or the Beis HaMishter, somebody's making a Simcha there tomorrow. So somebody puts down an Erev now, whoever wants to in the city to walk there tomorrow. So the klal is, V'chol Shekibbal Olam Abadjoyim Muta. Whoever accepted, like we said the Mishnah before, we cannot do it Shalom Midaita, because maybe it's a Chayiv. So whoever knew about it and said, yes, I want to be part of that Erev. If you said yes, like before Shabbos, then that Erev helps for you. But Misha Techshach, if you first find out about it, or you first say yes at nighttime when it's Shabbos already, then also, then it's too late to be part of the Erev. Shein Morve Misha Techshach, you cannot make an Erev Tchumim when it's already dark. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, that's when it's Chal, Yosh Shvisa. So since at the beginning of Shabbos, you do not have an Erev outside, we say your kain is shris in the city, and therefore you can only walk 2,000 namas outside the city on all four sides. Now, Mishnah Beis, kam hu shiuri, how much food you need for your erev tchumim? Mozon shtei sudas lechol echot. That's not what I said before. As here for erev tchumim, it's not enough shtei mozon. Mozon shtei sudas for a lot of people, but for every person that wants to be able to walk outside the tchum of the city, every person has to have mozon shtei sudas. It means whatever type of food you're using, how much of that food you would normally eat within two meals of that food. That's how much you have to have outside the city by the sefer etchum for every person. And mezoyne lachor b'leil shabbos divrei Remeya. Remeya holds you have to have the food of suda of the weekday and not the suda of a Shabbos. And the more explain why he says this. Well, we'll soon see. Rabbi Yehuda says no. La Shabbos, you have to have the amount of food of two meals of Shabbos. For Loi Lachol, it's not enough to have the amount that you eat in the weekday. V'zeh mischav nilhokel. Both of them have a shear of lhokel, a smaller amount of food. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, he's supposed to use mezon lachol and not the mezon of Shabbos, because people eat much more on Shabbos. So if we do not have to be machmir to have the sudas of Shabbos, it's enough to have two meals of the weekday. Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite, that people eat less on Shabbos of good food. And the Sfaradim says, look, they eat too many goodies, they eat other things, madanim on Shabbos. But the actual meat, the actual sudi, eat less meat on Shabbos than you eat throughout the weekday. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds the mozon shtei sudas of meat, should be considered how much meat you eat on Shabbos throughout your two meals, and not the more amount that you eat in the weekday. That's called v'zeh v'zeh. Both of them have intentions, m'schavnim, lokel, to give a simpler, an easier, smaller shear. Rabbi Yochanan Bruka Weimer, mikika bepundion me'arba sin basela. That's how much food you have to have. In other words, yeah, how much bread is it for two meals? It has to be a kika, a loaf of bread, bepundion, that cost a punion. You have to pay a punion to buy this loaf of bread. But that is, at the time, mi'arba sin basela. If you buy four saws of wheat, it costs you a seller. If that's the price for the wheat, then if the price for the bread is a pundian, that's the size to make an erev chumim with. Rabbi Shimon says, shtei yodos lakikor mi sholish lakav. He holds what's called the mozon of Shtei Sudas, that's two-thirds, Shnei Shlishim Shakikar, he holds is two-thirds of a loaf of bread, that loaf of bread is made Shalosh Tikras Min HaKav. If you have a kav's worth of flour, you make three loaves of bread out of that kav. So such a loaf of bread, two-thirds of that bread is considered Mozon Shtei Sudas. That's the size to use for an Erev Tchumim. That's called Shtei Yodis Lakika, two-thirds of the loaf of bread, Misholosh Lakav, that you can make three loaves of bread out of a kav. Chetzio Lebeis HaMnuga, half of this is the shear, how long you have to be in the Beis HaMnuga. In the loch, if you come into a house that has a nigga and you're wearing clothing, you have to wait in the house, the length will take you to eat half of this loaf of bread, which is that's called Chetzio, half of that loaf of bread, half of the shear of an Eruv, half of that shear, how long will it take you to eat that amount of bread if you wait inside the house that has a nega? You come in wearing clothing, then the clothing become tummy. But before that, if you just walk in and walk out, then the clothing does not become tummy. In other words, even though when you walk into the Beis HaMnuga, you become tummy right away, but your clothing is only tummy if you wait there this amount of time, the time it takes you to eat half of this loaf of bread. The chetzi chetzi, like a quarter of that loaf of bread, lifts lasagviya. If you eat bread that's tummy, so with the rabbanon, if you eat a quarter of that loaf of bread, it passes your goof, it makes your goof tummy for truma also. If you are kain, you become tummy, you cannot eat truma. So what's the shear? That's called chatzi chetzi, a half of the mazon shtei sudis. A half means a quarter of mazon shtei sudis. That's the shear teat, it's called the chatzi pras, which we say usually is a beitza machza. Because the original is a size of 6, half of that is 3, and a quarter of that is a beya and a half. That's the size to eat a bread tamei that will passel the goof.
Yeah, to Mishnah Gimel. Anshei Chotzer v'yanshei Ma'peses. People living in the Chotzer, that means people living in the downstairs of a house. V'yanshei Ma'peses, that's less people living on the porch, on the upstairs, on the second story of a house. They did not make an error between them, but rather each one made an error between themselves. The people living on the downstairs made them their own error of chatzeris to be able to carry out from their house into the chotzer, and people living on the second story made an error between themselves in order to carry out from their apartment onto the porch, onto the mafesis, like the balcony in front of all those apartments. So Alochar is, and they're allowed to carry, each one is allowed to carry into their chotzer, into their rishus. Even though the people in the mafesas upstairs are going to walk downstairs through the chotzer, but like we had before, since in their rishus they're allowed to carry out, that's called the regal hamoteris, they do not aser in another rishus. So now the people upstairs can carry between themselves, and the people downstairs can carry between themselves. The question is, what's going to be if kol shegvoya asar tvochim lemafesis? Anything that's on a platform or something that's 10 tvochim tall, so there's something on top of it, we say, who has the right to use it? The people in the chotzer or the people in the mafesis upstairs? We say it's easier for the people upstairs to use it. They have a right to use it. Pochus mikan, if this platform is less than 10 tvochim tall, then we say lachotzer. Then to the mafeses, as close to the balcony, within 4 amas, we'll soon see. 4 tfachim. Now, chul yisabor v'yasel, let's say in the chotzer itself, there's like a ditch there, that on top of it you have the ground that you dug out, put on top, there's also stone on top of the bor. So, gvoye masor tfachim, if it's tall, 10 tfachim tall, the mafeses. Then the people upstairs, they have a right to use it, to be mishtamish with it. But pochus mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, then lechotzer, then the people in the chotzer, they have a right to use it. Now, b'med ver mamum, what are we talking about now? That sometimes the mafesas, the people upstairs, have a right to use this place. B'smucha, only if it's close to the mafesas, it's close to the balcony, so it's easy for them to use it. Ava b'mufleges, but if it's away from the balcony, afilu gvoya asar tefachim, even though it's tall, 10 tefachim, that reshus, still lechotzer. It belongs rather to the people in the chotzer, they are the ones that have a right to use it. The Yezi smucha, what's called something close by? Kol sheinu rechoik arba tvachim. It is not a way. For tvachim, that's called a curve. But that's called rachok. Well, that's called smucha, I mean. If it's not four tfachim away, that's called samach. So anything that's within four tfachim out of mafeses, of this balcony, they could reach it, and it's ten tfachim tall, we say that reshus is easier for the bnei mafeses to use it, so they have a right to be mishtamash. They can carry out for their mafeses onto that mokum. Even though into the chotzer they cannot carry out, but it's called like a mokum for itself, and therefore it's called the mokum of mafeses, where the bnei chotzer cannot use that mokum. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.